Elizabeth Martin catches up with Marnie Meakin and finds out about her fascinating career as a theatre house manager, and we learn what goes on behind the scenes.
You'll all have heard Marnie Meakin as a reader on Chatterbox and interviewer on Chatteround, and now it's Marnie's turn to be in the interviewee's seat, and she's going to tell us about her life in the theatre. So, Marnie, before we talk about your life as a house manager, can you tell me what first triggered your love of the theatre?
Well, my mother loved the theatre very much indeed, and my father didn't. So my mother used to take me when I was quite young, and I just got addicted to the way that she was.
Where was that?
This was in Sheffield. We used to go to the Lyceum in Sheffield and to the Hippodrome for the pantomime. But those were my early days, and that fostered my love of going to the theatre.
That must have been lovely to have gone with your mother in that way.
Yes, indeed. It was a bond we shared, you know, just one of those really good things.
Yes. And so you didn't have a job in the theatre until your family was born?
No, absolutely. I was going to be a librarian. All my life I'd wanted to be a librarian, and I was a librarian until I had the children. And then I had three children very close together, and had to stop work, of course. And when I was going back, I really wanted to do something occasionally, because when you've got three small children, you're a bit busy, and, to say the least. And I really just wanted to get out of the house. So a neighbour with similar aged children took mine on Thursday afternoons while I went to do a matinee at the Old Vic. And I took her children while she went to teach piano. So that worked out well.
What a great arrangement. And what were you doing at the Old Vic?
I was an usher there. I wasn't qualified for anything. I didn't really know, apart from being a librarian. So being an usher was just fine. You had to sit in and see the performances. And what more could I want, you know? And you get paid for it. So that was really quite a good deal.
Sounds like a dream job to me. And what was it like working at the Old Vic? It must have been very exciting.
It was lovely. Because the National Theatre is really the centre of theatrical England, it felt very important being there, which is why I didn't want to go to any other theatre, although I did qualify and I could have gone to other theatres, but I really just wanted to stay with the National. It was an exciting part of theatrical London at that time.
And then you moved on from the Old Vic when the National Theatre that's now on the South Bank was opened.
I was waiting for a long time for a job there, and so was Peter Hall, Sir Peter Hall, Lord Peter Hall. We were denied access to the building for about 4 years after the promised date of completion. I mean, I know all building works lag behind, but this was really ridiculous. And we kept getting ready for the move, and then they're saying, no, sorry, can't do it just yet. And that was a very trying time. But then we got there in the end, and I think it was worth waiting for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so, I'm sure. But so these, your days of ushering were over when you moved to the National Theatre?
Yes, at that point I was assistant house manager, and then, of course, it went up fairly quickly to house manager and senior house manager, because by this time I was getting old, wasn't I?
Can you tell us what a house manager does?
Well, very simply, we always say it's for the safety and the comfort of the audience. So the safety is we've got a lot of licences to uphold. Wherever the public are, there are licences, and you have to follow those. And also the comfort of the audience is making sure the toilets are clean, the theatre itself is clean, that there are staff everywhere. You need to have staff. And in the end, it's a bit of a staff management post. I used to look after 90 ushers at the National when we had the three buildings, the three theatres in one building. So that was quite a responsibility, really.
Yes, a responsible job, and perhaps not as glamorous as some might think.
Absolutely not glamorous. Anybody that came that I knew used to think, oh, what heaven, you know, to just be in that huge foyer space that they have there, and the lovely lights and the carpeting and all the rest of it. It's a stunning place to be. But in the end, I say, I know I'm only here to see the toilets are clean.
But Even if that is the case, you did actually get to meet one very important person on one occasion.
Oh, I did. The building opened in March of 1976, and in October it was officially opened by the Queen. And by some lucky chance, I got to shake the hand, which was rather lovely. I was really organising the people that were to shake the hand, and I'd made the list, and I was making sure everybody was in place, and I was just on the end of the... And I wasn't on the list, but I still got to shake the hand.
I gather you had a secret stash of... champagne.
Oh, of course. Yes, I'd forgotten that. Yes. When the evening was young and the champagne was massive amounts lying around, I stole a case and put it in our office, our front of house office. And then as soon as the Queen had gone and everybody felt they could relax, I started inviting my favourite actors into the office and plying them with champagne. So that was quite a good evening as far as I was concerned.
Sounds like a very memorable occasion.
It was indeed, yes.
So you stayed at the National Fair how long, Marnie?
I was there 20 years altogether, including the part-time ushering in the beginning. So it's 1987 I left, and I just went off to... I'd been 20 years in the same post, and it was just time to do something else, I thought. So I lived in Bristol for a little while, then I lived in Northampton for a little while, and I missed the theatre dreadfully. And then I saw this post advertised at the Theatre Royal, and I thought that might have my name on it.
The Theatre Royal in Norwich?
Theatre Royal in Norwich,
oh, yes.
Yes.
So you made the move in order to take up the job?
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes. And the reason it might have my name on it is because when Peter Wilson, who you will all know as the chief executive of the Theatre Royal Norwich, when he was but a boy, I employed him as an usher at the Old Vic Theatre before he went to university or anything. He was a boy. And we sort of kept in touch over the years just a little bit. So when I heard he was opening this theatre, I made a point of going to see him. And the rest is history. I had a really great time at Theatre Royal Norwich.
So you worked with Peter for how many years were you there?
11 years, yes. So that was it was great, really. Quite different, because at the National Theatre you have a very narrow chain of responsibilities, and there are more staff. Here at the Theatre Royal, you have to do everything. And that was quite an eye-opener to me, and so I'm really glad I did it. Of course, I thought I was coming to sort of semi-retire, and it's not like that at all.
How long did you work at the Theatre Royal with Peter for?
I was there 11 years, and then I retired, because by that time I was 65 and getting on and having bad knees and all the rest of it, you know how these things are. And then I started doing an assortment of little things after that.
I imagine the pantomime is a very big part of your year when you work at Theatre Royal.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. It takes up 6 or 7 weeks, well, 7 or 8 weeks, actually, if you count rehearsal period, that is dedicated entirely to the pantomime. And, of course, it brings in a large part of the annual income, because we know that practically every seat is going to be sold for the whole of those weeks. And it's very exciting to see all the families arriving together. That's a very important part of it, that it's something that everybody can enjoy. And seeing the grandmas and the babies and all the things in between is terrific. We have some great fun on those days.
I bet you do. Oh, yes, you do. You also mentioned to me a very unusual opera that came to Norwich a few years ago. Could you tell the listeners something about that?
Yes, indeed. The Ring Cycle by Wagner is an epic opera. In fact, it's four separate operas, and they're each of them 3 or 4 hours long, so you can imagine what a huge operation it is. And Freiburg in Germany had a particularly good version of this, and they were prepared to travel to England, which was lovely, and Peter managed to persuade them to come to Norwich. And I found it quite an eye-opener. The opera fans came from every single part of the world. The furthest was Tasmania, and we say that was the furthest because if you go past Tasmania, you're on your way home. But we had people from Africa, America, all parts of Asia, just everywhere. It was astonishing. And when it was over, we had a letter of thanks from practically every single member of the audience. There's a huge fat file of people. So of people who really, really love Wagner and are passionate about the ring. And they go around the world collecting rings.
That's incredible, isn't it? That they should come to Norwich, that's a real achievement on the part of the theatre.
It was, and we did a lot of things towards helping them. We had people, because it's only done every other day, you can't, an opera singer can't sing out every night, so they do it every other day. And in the in-between days, we had outings to Cambridge, to all the beautiful houses, stately homes that we've got, the seaside. Everywhere we took them in buses and gave them all...
So you gave them a complete Norfolk experience.
Yes, indeed. It was terrific.
Lovely. So, Marnie, I know since you retired, you've been very involved with Chatterbox and Chatteround. How long have you been doing that for?
Oh, well, that was 12 years ago when I retired. And since then, I've worked at the garage, which I've talked to you about, I know. And apart from the Chatterbox, garage, the Sainsbury Centre, where I'm a guide, and I know you know that because you've had several talks by my colleagues there, and generally done several interesting things. And it's all been great.
Well, thank you, Marnie. I hope you've enjoyed being an interviewee as much as you enjoy being an interviewer. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Yes, it is strange.
Thank you.
Elizabeth was speaking to Marnie Meakin.